This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat because you're listening to the Dubland Podcast with Suzanne and PJ.
Shove your Dubland Podcast up your ear holes.
We can talk, well, we can, because I don't know what you've done to the table.
It's sticky.
15-year-old's bedroom, I think I referred to it as.
It is, yeah. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. That's
the truth, though, isn't it?
That's disgusting.
Let me Netflix.
I have to set my watch. I'm very tired today. Oh, my God, I'm very tired today. Oh, God, very tired today.
Because you had your birthday.
Yeah, I had my birthday.
You see,
I don't know if we should talk about it, but a swordsman was in my garden.
I see that. Yeah, I saw that on Instagram. I see they have both your ears intact because I sent you a message and I hope that he slices off one of your ears just a little bit.
Have to say. Sword.
I saw it. He's very funny, man.
He is the best man ever, isn't he,
so
Luca?
So last week on the podcast, we said, Luca from Rosa Madre comes to your gaff in a Maserati. Of course he does. So why the fuck would you come on anything else?
Exactly, he does.
With a sword. And then I saw you setting it up and I said, oh, this is PJ now. This is him getting him ready for my birthday.
So he turned up last night, he had a sword and a bottle of champagne. And he gave me the champagne for free. And I hacked the top off the bottle. He taught me how to do it.
You're flat out earning thousands a week.
Oh, don't start this now. I'm going mad. I fucking finally sent in the forms to Owen McGee, you know.
Did you?
Yeah, but then I realised I forgot to send bank account details. Right, okay. Do you know how hard it is to print off a bank statement, by the way? Like, you would imagine...
It's just like, I should put my headphones on.
Do you know how fucking hard it is to print off a bank statement? Like, you would think you could just go on press print on the thing, right? Well, for a start, no fucker has enough... Yeah, if I get a year, right? Oh, I need a year's worth of bank statements, people say, right?
Right.
Now, that means even if you didn't do anything for 3 months, you can't skip the 3 months. You have to sort of give them the three months of non-activity, right? So if there's nothing in your account, for example, of one, right? Mm. You have to give them 12 nothings.
Right.
This is very stressful of life.
Right.
Now, you think you'd be able to just, like, click January, February, March, fucking Monday, Tuesday, ABC. You can't.
No.
You fucking can't.
They come in 3 month lots, don't they?
Oh, my God. It's like, terrible. And then you have three accounts to choose from. Right, so there's three different, there's the business account.
You're so rich, you've so many accounts.
Let me go through this one again. The one with the nothing that's in it, you still need to be doing.
Yeah, but,
so you've three, and that this is like, what
so
are we on now? 130.
A personal account, and then, like, your offshore, is it?
Offshore. Mother of G, offshore.
Or is it your? It's not your the other squirrel one. Squirrel account.
Henry Hippo or whatever it's called.
Squirrel. Do you not remember him? Did you have him?
No, Henry Hippo. We had
Henry Hippo was very Protestant and English.
Yeah, it was Ulster Bank. We had Henry Hippo, and I gave Henry Hippo a fiver. Right. My dad gave me a fiver back in the day.
A big old one.
Yeah, you know fiver. The ones that were like a pillowcase the size of them. And I wrote my name on it. Right.
Right.
And I gave it to the bank man. And I assumed that he was looking after my fiver.
Right.
Right, so I was saving up, I can't remember what for, communion, confirmation, something like that, right?
Right.
And then when I went to get my fiver, he gave me back a different fiver. And I was like, excuse fucking me. No, I gave you, my name was on it.
Property of PJ Gallagher.
I thought a bank got your money and they put it in your drawer. And
your
then
name.
When he came back, they were just presenting, it was just a fella standing with a gun. At the drawer place. And I thought, I was saying, I don't want someone else's fiver. I want my fiver. And my elf was going, it's the same. I says, I know it's the same, but I put my fiver in and I would have to give me some other fucking Egypt's fiver. I don't know where that fiver has been. I remember being really upset by it. And my elf was there, here, I'll swap it with you for another one. I was there, that now we're two. Now we're gone down the road even more.
It's worse.
Where's my fiver? I was like, I wrote my name on it and the date and all. And now I can't remember. So I was so upset. So this is the level of banking sort of thing. You know, this is where
your trust issue started very early.
Okay, yeah, so
I understand that.
And now I'm trying to print off bank statements. It is it's harder.
Do you not just
it's harder to print off bank statements than it is to buy a fucking house.
Let me have a look.
How about that?
I think it's that hard. Who do you bank with currently?
AIB and Ulster Bank.
Right,
of course I'm picking a bank that's shutting it down in two
They're
years is going to be gone. And how? Imagine how I'm going to do that. I imagine the panic behind that for me.
Oh, you need to get someone else to do that for you.
Oh, I've started ruining my life with hope again. I've started doing it. Oh.
It's because it's been your birthday and now you're positive.
No. I have to say, 3 days. Birthdays are fantastic. Especially when you're mid-life.
I like your feel at top. I fucking love feel at
top. I got
this
to my birthday last year.
Stop.
Off my sister.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. This is last year's birthday top.
I love a pair of feel at runners.
Feeler runners.
I like Feeler.
Yeah, all of that stuff. Yeah, I love all of that gear.
That's a deadly look.
Great.
I like that. I'm mad into jumpers. I'm mad into like sweatshirts.
Love jumpers. Love track tops. Love jumpers. Love all that sort of carry
on. Have you gone onto Dirt? Have you seen any of their stuff? Remember I showed you Dirt before that do all the...
I did see that, yeah.
I like all their... I just don't know if I'm cool enough to wear it.
Well, like, look, come here. I'm not cool enough to do anything at all.
No, that's true. But
what was I talking about?
It's really easy. You just go. So I'm in AIB here now. You just go in here.
It's really everything to her is so easy. This is what I don't understand about people like you. You're one of these like adults or something. Like you know, you've not even been alive nearly very long time as me.
How many years do you have on me? Six.
Six is it? Yeah,
that's not a lot. Though.
6 years. Imagine, I'm half dead. Like no matter what way you look at it. Best case scenario.
You're half dead.
Half dead.
Oh, Jesus.
Best case scenario, half dead. Well, I've got maybe 10 years left of
we'll
mobility.
Talk about the Queen. 10 years left of mobility? What do you give over? What do you 10 years left? 56?
10 years where I can do whatever I want to do. Before I have to start thinking if I fall over in the supermarket, I'm going to get fucked up, you know? I've got 10 years left where I have the option to use a trampoline.
You don't. I don't have it. Excuse me. I've 10 years left. I'm 40 and I can't use a trampoline.
Well, that's your fault. I have.
Three kids. I wouldn't as much as put my foot on it. Never mind try and bounce.
I've got...
Running is off bounds.
Running?
I'm
can't
afraid
run.
My insides will fall out if I run.
Yeah. I can't. Oh, yeah. I know. Stop looking at me like that and you're making me feel guilty for no reason. I didn't even do anything. And I know what you're talking to. That's outrageous. That's not very fair. What you're doing, that's not fair. We were talking about... health problems and now you're hitting me over the head with
a genuine health problem.
It's not. Oh god, of course it is. This is fucking terrible now I feel that awful. I was just trying to I'm just saying I've 10 years left of trampoline usage if I should choose.
I just think that's showing off.
I maybe have 5 years left of deciding whether I'd like to ride a horse. I definitely couldn't ride
11 a horse.
15 years of walking over a hill like a big one, you know, like a mountain.
Not if you stay active. Saw lots of old people in the park today walking hills.
Flukes. Walking flukes.
Flukes. What's wrong with your flute?
They are fluky. Fluky.
Well, your flute won't be working in 10
walking,
years.
Walking, living flukes. They're like those fuckers that you see in the news saying, the way I stayed alive is to have a smoke and a cigar and a glass of wine every
Joey's
day.
Joey's granddad.
Flukes.
94, still smoked. He used to like have a stabber. He'd have a couple of drags, put it in his pocket. How sad.
Should have died
was
when
it?
He was, what?
Seeing the El Queen on her own there. She's 94. She looks a little bit unsteady on her feet.
I don't know. The Queen, I'm not going to get into this because I'll get in trouble. But I don't, like the whole royal thing, like the pomp and ceremony of it all.
Brilliant, absolutely wonderful.
Of course, you love all
I
that.
I watched every single little bit of it. Couldn't get over it. Just every bit of it.
I just don't know. Nobody at any stage says she married her cousin. No one even said it. At any stage, no one said she married her cousin. No one said that.
He's not her direct cousin. He's her second cousin.
Oh, so the cousins, like, would you marry your second cousin?
No, I don't like any of them.
No, well, I mean, would you though, like?
I don't know. Were they rich?
You're not like that. Yeah, I'm just saying it's a different thing.
Oh, it's my watch.
I don't know. I just think there's different. It's one of those. It's weird, you know, it's literally one rule for them. There's no reason for them.
But that's the whole point. They should.
There's no reason for them. Why don't they abscond and just?
Here's my whole point of why the royal family should stay.
Right, go on. This will be very
interesting. When you bring someone like Meghan Markle into the mixer, right? Who thinks that she can? You know, like it's like it's you know, you know. Well, you probably won't get. I don't think it's
variety.
I don't know where. No, not variety. No.
No, as in, I'm just saying like. Somebody that's not from their circle of whatever.
Yeah, exactly. She thinks she can get into Harry and that it'll be okay. Like
it is okay.
That she no. Listen to me. That she can change like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Whereas
she can.
She can't.
It's the right thing to do.
She can't though because they're so. It's too inbred. It's too far gone. Do you know what I mean? So woman like Meghan Markle going in, she has to leave, and he has to get out with her, and rightly so to him. Go and spread your wings. Harry, and be your own man. And I'm delighted he got out and did that. But her coming in, trying to, like, for hundreds of years upon every 100 years, the same thing happens in the royal family. Somebody comes in and thinks that they can change it or
and
break it.
And they should
it
try and change it.
But it doesn't ever happen. It's too far gone. It's too embedded.
Not. Well, they got rid of the Spanish ones. They got rid of the Italian ones. They get rid of royal families all the time.
No, honestly, I don't get rid of the royal family. I think they're lovely over there. I love the Queen. I felt very sorry for the Queen the other day. I felt desperate, and there's no one
because that picture, that one picture, the royal picture.
I don't give a shit whether you're into the royals or not. She's a poor 94-year-old woman. She's not poor. She's a 94-year-old woman sitting on her own.
There's a word now. The poor Queen.
Not in the literal financial sense. I mean, as in she was with her husband for 70 odd years and there she is sitting by herself.
Yeah. Husband and cousin for 70 odd years.
Yeah, well, that's a double loss then. Anyway, loss on every level.
I don't want to be laughing at anyone being dead. I'm not going to do it.
But
I'm not going to do
anyway,
it.
Anyway, I was
but
very,
I just think
I was,
it's, you know
I
was, what I mean.
I found it wonderful. I found it wonderful to watch. What I will just say, because by the way, considering a year ago on this podcast, I was talking to my cousin Christopher about this the other day, that I was on his radio show laughing, as we said last week, going, yeah, when you all die, can I have your gaff? Because we had no idea. But we tend to be a bit Simpson-esque here on Dublin, that we sometimes jokingly predict things are going to happen. So what I would say is I think the Queen's going to die in the next year or two.
You're taking a punt on that?
Oh, I think she's going to die of a broken heart.
Do you?
Yeah.
You'll be devastated, of course, will you?
Oh, I'd enjoy every minute of it.
You'll enjoy
cousin,
it?
I was like, what will happen?
You'd be devastated, though, would you?
I won't be devastated. No, I don't know her. I'd be fair. Like, no, I don't know her personally.
But you love all this stuff.
Oh, I love it. So I spent a lot of Saturday night then reading about what's going to happen about the Prince of Wales and about come in and pack your balls and all of that. All about what's going to happen and about, because obviously, you know, I love
Well, what will happen? Because Prince Charles is due to get the throne, but they reckon he might not take it.
Oh, I think he will.
He might give it to Willie.
No, he's been living his whole life. I'd say he'll have a shot of it. He's 70. He might even do it for 10 years.
Yeah.
But see, you'd have to abdicate. But like, just even in terms of like, so that Catherine will be queen. Like, there's a chance I'll see two kings in my lifetime. Do you get me?
Charles and William.
So Charles and William. But like, Catherine will get to be queen. She'll
Who's
be
Catherine?
Queen. Kate, his wife.
Oh, Catherine, her right. Catherine. Oh, sorry, yeah.
She's addressed
right.
as Catherine within this circle.
Is that how it works, is it?
Yeah.
She's
be
not
queen.
Kate.
No, she's Catherine.
Right.
Royal Highlands. But she's going to be queen.
And then, of course, they get different names if they get crowned.
So then that's it. So William's family are all the Cambridges at the moment. They'll all become the Waleses because the next in line to the throne is always the Prince of Wales, which is what Charles is now.
Yeah.
So that the Cambridges will all move up to the Waleses. And then... Yeah, just like, and then like obviously George with them someday will become the Prince of Wales because he's in line to the throne. And yeah,
well, you're mad for it.
I love it. I just love it how mental it all is. And like the cousin thing, I think the cousin thing is absolutely like, and that he was German and that like he, because there was a really, I just thought it was a really kind of interesting moment of, it just shows that no matter what you are or who you are, there's a moment in the funeral where so everything is laid out in terms of all of his knighthoods and his this and his arms of whatever and a man of the thistle and such and it's just all of this, all of his sashes that he would have worn and everything, and they read it all out. So they're like that he was His Royal Highness, he was Prince Philip, he was
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. They read them all out, right? And that's the very last time you'll ever hear him refer to as those things, because before God, it doesn't matter. So that's, they're all gone, and then he just becomes a man's body committed to God. That's it. The end. That's it. And then he just goes whoop into the ground.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was quite interesting.
It is interesting. The pomp and ceremony of it is
amazing,
interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then why they blow the whistle or what? And I like the fact that
why did he blow his whistle?
But just all the admiral's whistle, and because wanted a full. But
what was the story with your man Prince Andrew then, wanting to dress as an admiral even though he's not one?
Oh, that, see, he's probably a Queen's Admiral.
No, he's not. He's due to be made an admiral.
Oh, and, so his but has been appointed
he's not
by
one.
The Queen, or is he?
Oh,
not
I don't
one?
Know.
No, he'd be appointed to the Queen.
But he's not one at all. And then you got
he's
all.
Never
he,
in the
so
Royal
he wanted
Navy.
To go to a fancy dress funeral, basically,
yeah.
where you just dress up as something you're not. He wanted a fancy dress. I have to say, I would love a fancy dress funeral.
With you, him
Can I have a fancy dress funeral? I want people dressing up as Teletubbies. And
Mr.
people,
Blobby.
Mr. Blobbies, and I want, you know, dress up as GAA All Stars.
Oh,
I would
amazing.
Love a fancy dress funeral. If he can do it, and anyone can do it.
You see, and this is the thing. That's to be fair, Andrew. Like the amount of times I wanted to put up, he wasn't sweating. Like, because obviously I don't sweat.
I know, mental, isn't he? Because someone shot at him. In the Falklands. In the 80s.
And also the fact that he was accused of all sorts and he went, couldn't it be me? I don't sweat.
I don't sweat, yeah, because I was in the Falklands in the 80s and somebody shot at me.
Yeah.
And everybody knows.
I don't sweat.
I don't sweat.
Yeah.
This is not, I just want to dress up. So please just let me dress up as something I'm not and go to me.
You see that? Because the Queen can give me all those
funeral
honours. Like, yeah. It's like me going, but ma'am, I want to dress as Pocahontas for Dad's funeral.
Yeah.
It's unfair you're not letting
me. I know. Do you have with your kids, like, can they dress as anybody? Do they dress themselves in that they want in any days or anything? Jason Bourne always tells that story about when he was in the supermarket.
Right.
And he was there with his kid. He was there on his own. And there was a guy with his kid in front of him.
Mm.
At the checkout, and the dad looked exhausted. He looked exhausted, and his son was there, and he had two runners on that didn't match,
right?
And a pair of jeans and a tutu,
right?
And like this inflatable crown and a sword,
right?
And the woman was looking at him, and he says, "Yeah, he's allowed to dress himself on Tuesdays." He was just so, you know, exhausted.
See,
he was like,
"If Oisin was left to dress himself on Tuesdays, he wouldn't get dressed." I had this conversation the other day. He's a six now. He just stands there. He put his socks on.
Princely then.
Oh, he's very.
You gotta come at him.
Yeah. Well, he'd be watching telly.
I'm ready for my trousers
it's
now, mother.
That. He's just
like
watching
that.
Telly. No, because he'd be like, Oisin, get dressed. He'd leave the stuff beside him. He might walk in. He might have like one leg out of his boxers, the other leg in, standing.
Ah, so just like a normal man.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like a normal man.
Standard. Whereas Hannah would just put on anything.
Oh,
she'd
yeah.
go in and come out dressed as absolutely anything.
Anything.
Anything. She could have anything on her.
Yeah.
So obviously don't let her dress herself.
Oh,
but
God.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed the funeral. So that's what I was asking my cousin. I was like, what's the crack now? Because I think the Queen's going to die of a broken heart.
You're planning for this. Don't the news agencies plan for this, though?
Yeah, so
the news agencies have already written the articles, right? Like they did for him, like they have for her. So they can't wait. The likes of the Daily Mail's and all, they nearly can't wait.
Yeah.
For the Queen to be dead,
but
so that they can just jump on it and they can, oh, I wrote this article a year ago and I was dying to use it.
Because I was saying to Christopher, I was on air on Today FM and it was literally the opening link. And as in the opening link, my producer in my ear went, Prince Philip's just died. And my screen just went, like, obviously breaking news from Buckingham Palace. And I'm in the middle of reading a link. I just went, oh, it was a bit of breaking news. I'll get back to in a second. Because I was like, what do you, like on Irish radio, what do you do?
Because I don't know.
People don't give a shit. Like, you know,
my first ever day on air, ever. On my own. My first ever solo day on air was the morning Terry Wogan died.
Oh.
So I just ignored it. I just sort of went, well, there's nothing I can do about it. Like, I don't even know how to use the gear, to be honest with you.
I don't even know how to drive the desk.
Yeah, I knew how to use a fader. So I said it. Terry Wogan's dead. I was like, I can't play clips. I can't do it. So I just kind of went,
sorry about that.
Blankety blank was grey crack. He was from Limerick, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a statue of him or something, like, you know, I didn't know what, so, and that was, so I just carried on.
Well, see,
I think I read out in the same link. I think I did something like this. I think it went, Terry Wogan's dead.
I like that you're doing the action with your
finger. Doing the thing, I pretend with my finger there. Terry Wogan's dead. Very bad news. He was a sound fella. From Limerick. Blankety blank was deadly. Also a message here from Trina, who was having a cheese sandwich by Donna Bay or something like that, you know. I just wanted to, and that was it. And then people were like, you want to see the text? Like, people were like, I can't believe you're not talking about Terry Wogan. Please play clips. And so
I don't know how to do that.
Not today.
Not today.
I was actually, I think I asked the news person not to read it out the next time because it was drawing attention to me. Like,
well, I was on air. So I just waited and then just went on air. And I was like, because my cousin had said, she goes, what did you do? Like, in Ireland, what did you do? I said, I literally went on and said, there's a bit of breaking news. Prince Philip has died. There'll be more in the 1 o'clock news. I was like, it's a weird one on a national radio station because I have to tell you the news. I said, but you'll be sitting there going, I don't care that Prince Philip has died. And then someone else would go, oh, no way, Prince Philip has died. So I have to tell you. But, and I was like, anyway, and I just moved on from there. But it,
shows
in the
how
UK,
times are changing with the complaints, though.
Yeah, so, but in the UK, in the BBC, it goes to orbit across all of the BBC. Literally, you know, like you have master control.
Yeah.
Shuts down, you've no control, and it's all bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
And they all, so I just said, I was like, Christopher, what happens when, like, if you're on Radio X?
Because
they'd heard a rumour that morning that Philip had died. So they were kind of on standby from there was stuff kind of being leaked out to say that he died. They were waiting and it didn't happen on his show. And then at 12 o'clock it did. So, but I was like, what happens with Queen? And he goes, oh, I'll be off. Like, everybody will just go off air. It'll just be full shutdown because the Queen, I'm so excited for it.
Even like, because he's like internet radio, isn't he kind of?
No, they're full, they're regional, they're global. So they're London and Manchester, like 4FM. They're quasi kind of
a multi-city franchise.
Multi-city, but they obviously can listen online. But LBC is their news talk, basically.
Yeah.
So everything will go to LBC.
Really?
I just think, I find that fascinating. I find it like so
such a weird thing, isn't it?
Yeah, because we don't have it. Like,
and you've no way of getting away from it then if you're not into it.
No.
You know, if you're non-sympathetic.
Yeah, if you don't.
Or you just won't want to hear. Or if you don't want to hear. You think, or even if you are sympathetic. But you don't want to hear your whole, you don't want your whole day but taken over by it. You've nowhere to go. Like, you can't just tick on the cartoon.
Think about the logistics of it, though, no, right? Think about the... Well, no. Yeah, and even... Do you know what? It's so funny that you say that. Because even on my kids, on the day Philip died, my kids were watching Nick Jr. and CBeebies and running across the end. It was like breaking news on BBC. Like, Black Banner breaking news. And
it's a joke. Hannah was cartoons.
Like, yeah, Hannah was like, what is this? And I was like, oh, it's just to tell you that there's news. She needs to come off the screen. I was like, I know. Do you want to go to fuck?
You ever see kids with ads now? They lose their minds.
Netflix, can't cope. What is this? An ad? Hates it. Only time it's any good is around Christmas. But like, even like if you think about the logistics of it, do you think it's mental in the UK, right? It's the last time we'll sing, well, we won't sing, but like as in, they won't sing God Save the Queen for 100 years probably, because it'll be, there's three kings, going to be three kings now.
So just what happens there then? God so Save the King, God just go straight to that.
And then like, but even the house, like the house, the Royal Cavalry, like, so even they have Eeyore, Elizabeth, yeah. Royal on their tops.
Well, oh, is that what that stands for?
Yeah, if Charles...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that'll have to change. I don't know if Charles will be... I don't know if Charles will stay as Charles, though. He might...
No, he'll become be a something.
He might go back to George.
Would he, yeah?
Well, then, because then... So then he'd be... So yeah, he'd be whatever George in line to the throne. I don't think it'd be King Charles. It doesn't... No, I'd say he'd be King George. Anyway, so...
So but he'll all be the, King
but
George.
Like, all the stamps, all the money, like everything that the Queen is on, all has to change.
Well, and surely your money
off
doesn't.
If you change everything for yeah, the money, everything will change.
Yeah, but like if I have a pound
oh,
today,
become out of 10?
It doesn't become
not
a pound tomorrow.
No, but as everything will change, the king's head will go and everything. But like if you think about it, he's 71, so even if you've got 20 years out of it, it's not that long. Do you know what I mean? I think
yeah,
he should hand it along
for the
to William because I want to see Catherine crowned queen.
Do you?
Yeah.
But does she get to be queen?
Yeah, so she's the queen.
Because your mom was never a king.
No, but she, yeah, he could never be king because, so king in say like in a deck of cards,
yeah.
King always is the most valuable player, right?
Right.
So if they were to anoint him king, he would naturally be of higher order than the queen. So they can't do that.
Right, and why couldn't they make him a king? What was he was wrong?
Because in order, in royal order, if you become king, the king is always the highest
right.
level of the monarchy.
But she was married to this lad.
Yes, but so you have to be sworn in as a king, right?
Right.
But if they had sworn him in, he would have been of higher power than her. But sure, he wasn't king. She was the royal blood. So he was the wrong family. No, he was queen's consort. No,
queen's consort.
So say for,
she was the queen's escort.
Yeah, basically. Well, a consort is married to the royal.
But holla.
But they can't make him king because if you swear him in as king, he would then outdo her. Whereas she, it's
and
her family.
Right. So her bloodline is the one that's important.
Yes. But as in, say for instance, Camilla was the queen and George, she was married to, she's married to Charles, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Or she's next
so
in line.
So would she be a queen?
She would be queen, but Charles would be a consort as well. Do you get me? Like she's the key player. Say Charles.
She's not the key player.
Listen to me. Say Camilla, we've talked about the fucking monarchy probably too much now.
Yeah.
But say the queen's daughter, say the next in line to the throne was Camilla, right? And then she married Charles. He married into
the
family.
And he wasn't.
So she would become the next queen.
Bloody hell, yeah.
And he would not be king because king always outrules queen.
Right.
So they can't. Whereas when William becomes king, so almost subservient, Kate will become queen.
Yeah.
Because king, queen.
Yeah.
So she can become queen. Whereas
William gets shot then.
And
she remains queen.
No. She's queen's consort. She's king's consort.
Was queen.
Yeah, but she's queen's consort. She's only queen by marriage. And if he dies, she'll become like the queen's mother.
What
or the king's mother.
This is daft.
The king's.
Is that really how it works?
Yeah, it's mad. It's really interesting.
So she's you're queen. Like, so you and Joey are the king and queen of Ireland.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Queen Susie.
Thank
right?
you very much.
Joey.
I got by Suzanne.
Happy very king. Great. Happy king.
Joseph,
right?
Full title, please.
I shoot Joey.
That's very unkind.
I wouldn't want to.
Right.
Or an assassin. It's Let's make this less personal. An assassin.
By PJ Gallagher.
Shoots Joey. Not only is he no longer the king because he's fucking dead.
I lose my gig
but
as well.
You're not the queen either.
No, and then Oisin would become king.
And Oisin becomes king.
Yeah.
This is a very hard.
And then Charlotte doesn't necessarily become Princess Royal because there already is a Princess Royal and Anne is still alive and she has to be given that role. So Anne has to die for Charlotte. So Charlotte loses out a lot in it.
Fucking printing out bank statements is easier than this.
Anyway,
can we go back to printing bank statements? That was easier to understand. That's how upset I was earlier. Now I've figured out the ins and outs of the royal family.
Tell me about your birthday. So, Luca came from Rosa Madre. Luca came. Food?
He just brought a big bottle of champagne and a sword.
Is that for nothing?
No, because I already bought his pasta. So I didn't know that Luca's already providing like so many shops with his pasta, Lots and Co. and all of this stuff, and you can buy his handmade pasta and all in all these shops now. The lad is flying. He's on fire. It's no wonder he's wearing champagne Beaujolais t-shirts and Kenzo wearing
with the bottles,
wiggling the sword and all of this. Yeah, but like, you know, driving a Maserati. He didn't get the Maserati
Should
free
you
with the bottles.
Have that on HP?
I don't know what he's doing, but he got a new chandelier and everything. Listen, you can...
It is Maserati.
No, yeah.
Seems a bit excessive.
That's the way to live, isn't it? Driving around in a Maserati with a chandelier in the back seat just because you can.
Hop in,
what's
baby.
What's Parks and Recreation? They claim that someone's got a Rolexus and it's like a Lexus full of Rolexes.
Stop.
That's in the ultimate thing, like display of wealth. But he came around with a sword. He's like, I hadn't met him properly for so long.
Right.
And then, of course, he's not even allowed to stand in the garden. Like, for God's sake, that, you know, I have to like get things. I got my instructions how to open the bottle with the sword. I now know how to do that.
Anybody who follows you on Instagram now knows where your gaff is.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Yeah. They do. Which didn't go unnoticed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's a story for directly after the podcast. Yeah. It was fucking great. And thank you everyone for all the messages, by the way, because I got so many of them and everyone's a sound bastard.
Can I just point
people
out
how obsessed
the
I am
stupidest
with
thing I ever did? I tweeted yesterday from the flippin' Dubland thing, and then everyone started atting me going, "Hey Suzanne, can you," and same on my Instagram account, they're like atting me saying, "Can you wish PJ happy birthday from me because I'm your fucking PA?"
Oh, right, yeah, that's kind of cool, isn't it? I'm into that.
I'm not.
I love that you're
paid.
Hassled and harangued by these things all the time. I love that. Like, that makes me happy.
Can you ask PJ? No, I can't. Oh. So I literally get open. Are you getting interested?
This is showing. This is what this poxy about being 46 years old. I had a sausage roll, right?
I had a sausage roll today.
Yeah, but this was 9 o'clock yesterday morning.
Oh, right. Well, it was very early, was it?
Lots of onion in that or something. And it's been repeating on me ever since. 9 o'clock, yeah, straight up to Kent. I get up at like 6 every morning.
Course.
Or 5 every morning, and then 6 on the weekends, have a lie in.
Right.
So I went to, you know, went into Kennedy's Field Store. Lovely. Right. But there was a lot of onion in this particular one, I think. I don't know. And it's been repeating. But 2 days, like, how long? I mean, I've had a lot of onion produce since.
What else did you have?
So it's probably not the sausage roll. No. I've just had a continual onion thing, you know, consummation going on.
Right. Speaking of consummation, do you remember, I think I found the solution. Well, not the solution, but I think I found the reason behind the people's poop in the parks.
Tell me.
I think it's the horse box coffee shops.
The horse box coffee shops.
So have you noticed, like, in every single park there's a coffee shop.
Oh, yeah.
So people are getting coffees that maybe wouldn't you get coffee before.
Yeah.
Then they're stimulating their bowels.
Yeah.
Walking around a park.
Yeah. You might be, that's definitely a part of it.
And then they're getting caught short and they need to do a poop in the park.
That is definitely a part of it. There's no doubt that that's a part of it.
I mean, I was pleased with myself and went, I can't believe that I need to go to pee. Sorry, I'm just sanitizing my hands because they keep sticking to the 15-year-old table. Yeah, I was like, so pleased with myself. Then I was like, this is weird that I want to text PJ and tell him this now that I think I've figured it out. Because I saw somebody walking on with coffee and they looked like they were about to get
dying.
Caught short. Yeah. They're kind of, you know, like slightly.
See, bent. Where I live across the road is just all it is, right? All through the weekend is young people enjoying themselves.
It's chic of them.
Having pints and all. Absolutely. I'm just my
dog. Corona Palooza. I saw someone put up on TikTok. Did you see that all the way along the canal? Just like loads, hundreds and hundreds of people, and someone called it Corona Palooza.
Corona Palooza.
Very clever.
See, I don't even.
I want to go to Corona Palooza.
I can't even blame them anymore. I can't even blame them anymore. The government's lost the room. Right, they've lost the room, and then you have all the young people, and they've like they're all these milestones in their lives passed. I know they shouldn't be at it, but I know that. But like, how fucking tough it must be. And then I see them on the Saturdays and Sundays. They pick up after themselves. Yeah, okay. There's a random poop here or there. They're not prepared for that.
They should bring poop bags with them.
Yeah, they should do. They will the next time, I'd say. You know what I mean? They will. Well,
Stephen,
although I
bring the poop bags.
Although, do you know that story?
You made a really serious face now.
No, did I tell you this story?
Oh, by the man who pooped a couple of weeks ago. You were telling me about that. And the mad dog walker picks him up.
The dog, your man picked up. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, so it seems like it's just a pandemic. The pandemic poop thing is a problem.
It is.
But it's the humans. It was blaming all the dogs.
No, there is dog shit all over the footpath.
Well, I think they're humans.
I don't think they're humans.
They're humans, yeah. The cappuccino culture is, and they're
but
dropping
it is,
turds
I think it's
all
honestly,
over the road.
So, because every GAA club now, like our, we have Deja Brew has popped up in our GAA club, and they have amazing sandwiches. They had like, I got a sausage roll today, roll with it, it's called. They're, so all these local companies are now supplying them. Like, it's deadly. So you get a cappuccino, well, I got a latte, and you go for a walk around the park.
Yeah. See, it's nice, like. It's nice.
It is nice.
This time of year. It's great to have, like, I'm becoming such a connoisseur of the sandwich. Like, I'm all over the sandwich.
You know, it's actually funny, because that's what I say to Joey. That he was like, oh, you should get PJ to come up and have a sandwich and we'll go for a walk around the park.
Oh, yeah, now we're allowed.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
Come over to the...
Oh, my God, yesterday was amazing.
Did you do?
All Killiney and Dalkey and all around the coast. So the freedom of it. Went into town. It was so delightfully shit. I've realised I wasn't missing anything.
Yeah, I don't want
That was
want
a nice experience.
Anywhere.
You do. You
don't
think
because
you...
where would it go? Out to fucking
like, Skerries, Holt.
What's the Skerries Dunleary. Like? Loads of people.
You can't go to Bray.
But you Bray's go... too far. Oh no, maybe Bray's in our 20k because we're Southside.
Oh yeah, you might have a
20K,
Bray.
We went to Bray. I think at the last 20k, it was in our 20k.
Okay, I can't go to Bray.
It's your too but far for you.
Too far for me. Half
do
of it.
Do you know what?
It goes right through it.
I'd fucking love. I said this shit. I'd look like I wanted to buy a picnic basket, right? And then I thought Joey was going to get me one for Mother's Day. He didn't, as it turned out. And I should have just bought it for myself. Anyway, neither here nor there. But I was like, I'd love to just, because me and Joey used to drive out to Howth, get a chip and just like get a chipper and just sit there and have a chat and eat a chipper. Like, shouldn't we can't even fucking do that next? Can't get anyone to mind three kids.
Come here. Went up to the summit and I saw something exactly like this. It was a wonderful moment, right?
Right.
So friend of mine, me, went to Howth last week.
Okay.
Lovely fucking day.
Lovely day.
Lovely day.
Right.
Walking around.
Do?
The sun was shining.
Nice.
Right. Went into Howth. First thing we saw, huge big line of people for the chipper. And I mean 100 long. Right.
Besh offs or whatever. There's loads.
You wanted that one on the front, right? Besh offs or Burdocks. I can never remember which one it is. I think it's Besh offs. Anywho.
There's actually one of each.
Oh, right. Well.
Because there's a Besh offs there. Or there's a. What's the other one?
Burdocks
there and a Besh offs there.
So I'm not joking. 100 people long, right? At least it was
like
huge.
There,
couldn't
probably.
Believe it. I know they were doing
joking,
their best.
I'm joking.
And then I turned around and Krabby Joe's is behind me.
What's that?
It's another fish and chip restaurant place, but they have a takeout hatch and nobody was queuing. I couldn't believe it. To the point that I thought they were closed. I went up to him and says, are you actually
open?
Yeah. And he goes, yeah. I was there going, I can't believe this. I says, I'll have 2 pints of Guinness and 2 scampi box and chips. Got them.
Got
sat down.
Guinness as well.
Yeah. Started to get a little bit. Yeah. I get Guinness once a year to remind myself that I don't like it.
Right.
And then we were, to chop it, you know, knock on the head. Yep. Still don't like it. That's fine. Nice with scampi anyway. And then got a little bit sketchy with the seagulls. Got a couple of Smiddicks from the takeout place. Went straight up to the summit. Was looking out over the bay, you know, into Dunleary Harbour, all of that, you know, all of that sort of crack. Sun shining, people laughing, such a nice experience. And then behind us, a car was parked, and it was these old couple and their daughter. Now, their daughter was 50, right? So they were an older couple.
Are me and Joey the older couple?
No, they were like an older couple. And they were sitting there, and they had their little china cups, their china tea set, and all of this. And they were pouring themselves cups of tea.
Had they a flask?
And all the little flask.
I love a flask.
And then they had the little tea, and the dad couldn't get out.
What, Alan? Alan, are you having a stroke? Are you okay? Me,
oh,
I'm coming back. I know, Sarah's coming back.
Yeah, and they were all sitting there, little cups of tea, little china and everything, right? And the dad couldn't get out of the car. The dad's sitting there. And
he's elderly.
Yeah, he was just, I don't know, he was incapacitated, right?
Okay.
And the daughter says, you wouldn't take a picture of me in the family. I was like, of course I will, yeah. And went to take a picture, and both of them had to sort of stand by the window of the car while he stuck his head out. And he just stuck his two fingers up and goes, fuck COVID. And I started laughing. And they're like, this is our first time out of 5K in over a year.
Oh my God.
Over the year. I was there, no wonder he's giving me the finger. I hate me as well if I was him. I'm standing right in the middle of the view that he came up for. But it was just so nice to see that bit of freedom coming into people again. It was so nice to see people moving around. It was so...
Yeah, I need to get out of my head because I'm just like... Because I was like...
I'm just communicating with them, you know, just even being able to sit there and talk.
No, I couldn't go anywhere in Sashley because I was watching the funeral. Oh, so I couldn't do anything.
Yeah, yeah. This was a bunch of people who definitely were not overly engaged in that funeral. But it was great crack up there. It was so nice to be up there with people. And people with smiles on their faces. Have you noticed the difference in the mood of people? People talking to each other in queues.
Are people in better form?
Yeah, people are in much better form. They really are. People are like people are curious in each other again. That's always the first sign, isn't
That's
it?
That's good.
People's curiosities and apologising at doors. You know, people just like
not
it's
angry
nice.
Going along there.
No angry bullshit. No, like, I'm fucking sick of this. No, like, you know, everybody just sort of, oh, here you go on. Yeah, you first. Oh, no, what? Jeez, I didn't know what I nearly fell over there. You know, all this sort of small talk horseshit. You forget how important that is.
What is there anything you want to do? Like, is there anything that, like, I think we've become go on.
Well, I want to go to a Bowls match. I want to go to a Dubs match. Yeah. I want to be shoulder to shoulder with people again. Yeah. You know, that's the thing. Even doing all these things is nice. But you're
imagine
not shoulder to shoulder
being in Crow Park. Like, yeah. We had no idea that, because, like, I remember the rush to get those last tickets for the replay, and, like, we got them last minute and trying to get my mum to babysit the kids, and, me giving Joey shit legging it into town because he had to go and stop and get a coffee standard, Joey, that he'd stop and go to the toilet, and then we got in, we missed the national anthem. We'd, like, literally seats up in the gods, but I
such
still...
Such typical Dublin fans. Last
Dublin fan, always late.
Second.
Sorry. Fucking arse and face all the way along. Sorry. Yeah. In. And we were in the gods. And, like, but even then, I still sat in Crow Park and was like, Jesus Christ.
Brilliant.
I'm like, can't believe I'm here.
Yeah.
And, like, that feeling of, like, all of us rushing out together, and, like, we went to meet my brothers in, right, and the news. Actually, I think that could have been the five lamps. You sent me the picture of the five lamps.
Oh, the five blue lights, yeah.
Lit up, and just, like, being in, like, squashed together outside, having beers. My brother had come home from Abu Dhabi, and, like, just that fucking feeling. I that feeling is the most, and I just don't know when we'll ever feel again. I feel like, because I saw somebody the other day, and they're like, face masks are around for, you know, at least the next year or two, and like things like that. I kind of now got a point where I find that really overwhelming.
Yeah, I know.
And there is
cracks of light everywhere at the moment. Like, that's the thing. There's cracks of light everywhere.
This is very strange that this is the other way around.
I know, but it's going to blow up my face. I'm not stupid enough to know it's all going to end in disappointment. But, like, at the moment, there's cracks of light all over the place. At the moment.
But, like, that's
the weather's a bit better. People are a bit nicer. People are moving around. You get your little county boundary a bit. In fairness, like you said,
I want to go to the seaside.
The fact that there's a little box selling a coffee and a fucking cake in every little corner of every little park. I mean, these are improvements. Yeah. Definitely go to the seaside. Well, look at the sea will change our life.
I love the seaside. But Joey's mum and dad have a mobile in Clogher. I told you that we looked at buying a mobile. You can't buy them. They don't even answer text messages now.
No, they don't. They've no room there. You're joking. These are like luxury.
You can't even send a reply and send an email to go, no, fuck off, we've no room. I feel like, I honestly feel like the Virgin Mary trying to find a place at the end.
I know. You and Joey and your little donkey wandering around looking for a holiday.
But that's it. I'm like
wandering around in your four-wheel donkey, trying to find a holiday.
Speaking of which, we'll talk about that in a second. But yeah, I like things like that. I'm like, last year I was deluded. I was like, we might get to Portugal in August, and that was, I kind of was like, oh, it's okay, we got a bit of a holiday. Whereas now I'm just like, I'd just like to go to the mobile and just have a few days by the seaside.
Yeah,
and just that. Now, don't get me wrong, I'd love to go,
but
to Portugal.
But just do. Just, you can go to the seaside on a Saturday and a Sunday.
No, because it'll be full of people.
It'll be full of people, me hole. It's not as bad as you think it is. Just go.
It's just jammers with idiots.
It's not jammers with idiots.
Having 99s and all.
What's wrong with a person having a 99? You know something? I'll never forget this happening. I remember going into work one day, right? And I was late, right? I was actually doing stand-up about it for years. I was late and I was in a bad mood. So everyone on the road was a cunt. I was like, fuck you, fuck off.
Every life is against you.
Get the fuck out of my way. Ah, they're all out today, you know, giving out to everyone. And I remember, it was like, whatever, I don't know, 10:30 in the morning or something. I was late. And then I saw a fella eating an ice cream and I screamed, it's too fucking early for an ice cream. As if it's like in the car, you couldn't hear me.
Oh, okay.
But like, I was there going, what is wrong? He's having a fucking ice cream. He's minding his own business. What? He just bought an ice cream and he's minding. And there's a big prick in the car like me getting upset over it. It's like when I was in Fairview and a guy got a box of chocolates, remember? And he had a box of chocolates and he went to the counter and your man goes, oh, who are they for? And he goes, they're for me. And he goes, you can't do that. He said, what? Like, you can't do it. He goes, yeah, that's like, he said, the line he actually uses, that's like a, I'm going to be getting married ring for getting one for yourself. He's like, I just wanted some chocolates. He said, no, you can't buy them for yourself, you bleeding weirdo. Made him feel weird. Poor fella just wanted a fucking chocolate. And then he walked home feeling like he was weird. He was made feel weird by this prick in the spa. I go, oh, you can't be doing it. You fucking can't be buying yourself chocolates.
I love when
he bought himself chocolates. Fuck off. Leave him alone.
I love when you're in a bad mood though, because Joey's do a bit of that and he'll go, oh, fuck. Because I'll,
yeah, you give out to people
that
are minding their own business, living their lives. And there you are. Fuck you with your chocolate. That's too early for ice cream. Look at the trousers and that bastard.
But you're not doing that.
They're not doing any harm.
I'll see somebody on Instagram. I'll be like, oh, I'm fucking out of the humour for this now. Bullshit.
Yeah, that's it. And yeah, when you can't go out, you're in a bad mood. You just do it on Instagram. Look at that fucking wanker scrolling. Ah, look at the fucking head. Ah, that fucker's always looking for attention. Ah, look, I can smell the shite through me phone, and they're all just people living their lives, just getting on with their shit, doing their best.
Need to, I do need to get out past my.
We all do it. We all turn into cocks every so often.
So last
we're all somebody's arsehole. That's for sure. You can definitely be guaranteed.
This is true.
We are all somebody's arsehole.
Some more.
Arseholes are functional, and we are functioning arseholes for somebody out there. Every one of us.
Terrific. Tell me, should I pay your voice note? I put it up on Instagram.
Pay it.
Play your voice note that you sent me the other day.
Oh, if you want, yeah, you can do that if you want, yeah.
Is it this one, I wonder?
An angel can't be a saint, apparently. So the Archangel Raphael is the patron, not saint, but the patron angel, the Archangel.
Right. So to put this into context, last week on the show, you told me to Google Christopher because I was saying that you were trying to tell me
we
to
had
send,
an argument about who was the patron saint
annoyed.
Of travel.
Yeah.
Travellers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got very annoyed.
And you said it was Columbus and I said it was...
I said it was Christopher.
Says at the top, Saint Raphael.
Well, he did. Well, he lost people.
Literally
people.
Says it. And yeah, it was niggling me. So I may have been hanging around churches.
Hanging around churches.
Looking for well-informed priests.
Well-informed priests.
I may have. I'm not saying I did.
So... You sent me cards of all of these.
Yeah, I got them off the priest.
So what the fuck were you at?
I was asking the priest who was right and who was wrong. It
me.
Was niggling me all week. Yeah, well, no,
I
hold on.
I was right.
You are right. Grant, you are right, but I wasn't wrong.
No, you were wrong.
Wasn't. I said...
Sorry, how did you get yourself to the... Why were you going to a church? What the fuck are you at?
Okay, I went out, right... When did I send you this? Was it Friday or Saturday?
Friday.
It was Friday.
Friday, right. Afternoon.
Yeah. So I went out to Kendi's and all, right?
You sent me I swear to God, you communicated more on Friday than you've communicated with me all year.
Yeah, I was very...
I'm concerned he's having a breakdown.
I was having a breakdown. I couldn't handle that. I was wrong about this. I was having a breakdown. I was like, look, these are lonely days. A man tends to get wrapped in up in his bullshit.
My last message to you was... Are you still hanging around the church? You need to leave. You're the most impressionable person I know. You'll be signed up for the church collection or worse in no time. To which he didn't reply. He sent me 20 messages prior to this with voice notes, rambling, like the ramblings of a madman, and pictures. Then he sent me that I'm cleared of the coronavirus because you prayed for me.
Yeah.
Lost your fucking shit on Friday.
I lost me shit, yeah. I've been losing me shit a little bit.
Just a tad.
I've been losing me shit a little bit. I'm getting very preoccupied.
Saint Raphael the Archangel.
So Raphael the Archangel.
Right.
He's an archangel.
Yeah.
So he can't be a patron saint because he's an angel.
Right.
Right. Now, apparently Saint Michael is the difference here. I don't know why. This is what the priest told me, right?
Right, okay. We
so
cannot ask him why.
You are right. Patron saint
Thank
of
you?
Travellers.
Yeah, it's Christopher.
It's Christopher, right? Yeah. But... Not As you saw, he gave me two little saint cards and you saw them there.
I can't believe he had these cards on hand either.
Can you believe it?
It's almost like...
And he had your fella.
Jude.
Well, no, the one that I sent you. Christopher.
Yeah.
He had one. He gave me one of Christopher.
I saw that.
He gave me one of Raphael.
Yeah.
And...
That's Columbus.
Columbus. Sorry. I keep... Why do I confuse the two? That's why I said Columbus earlier
Columbus.
On.
Christopher Columbus.
Christopher Columbus, different person.
Yeah.
Different person, not
yeah,
a saint.
I don't think he's
Far
a saint.
From
I don't
it.
Think he's a saint.
More
like rape and pillage.
More similar to Mass Murders than anything. Columbanus it is.
Columbanus.
Who
okay.
I don't know if it's the same person.
No.
And then Saint Raphael the Archangel.
He looks a bit like Padre Pio.
He's the patron
though.
Of travel. You saw the back of it.
I did.
The patron of travellers and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So it is a thing. So you are 100% right. I'm not going to take that away from
but
you.
But what you said
I was 95.9%.
Archangels can't become saints.
Yeah, but then I'm just thinking now, Saint Michael is an angel. Is the archangel as well.
So as I was wondering, you kind of contradicted
I'm going to have
yourself.
To go back to him now.
What's his name?
I'm going to have to go back to the priest.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't ask him his name. Well, I did ask him his name, but you know me and names. Like,
yeah. And then he sent
I'm
me
still
a
learning the names of your kids. Like,
don't worry, but I'm still learning them as well. You sent me a message saying, then you sent me
the COVID prayer. He gave me the COVID prayer.
This is your vaccine. Gave it to me, and it's a prayer for protection from coronavirus. Like, a fucking prayer can protect you from coronavirus.
Yeah, he gave me a card with the control. Yeah, so I have that for you. So there you go. No, I obviously
just asked
don't believe
you for
this.
A mail. I just asked you for a meal from Luca. From that's all I wanted. I didn't want.
Luca, it's been a very strange 7 days. You leave a man in his
shit.
Own, weird things start happening. This is why you can never leave a man in his own in a room with cotton buds. They go missing up his ears and all. Why? If you leave him, he shaves one eyebrow off just to see the look in his own face. Yeah, men are you're preoccupied. You know, you find ways
Isn't
of filling your time.
If he's willies, though.
The because devil
think,
finds work
like,
for
you probably
evil hands.
Shouldn't have willies.
Or idle hands. Yeah, willies. I don't know. I'd say the fact that you can reach it keeps you out of an awful lot of trouble. You know what I mean? I'd say the fact that you can actually get your hand to it and occupy yourself probably keeps you out of trouble more than not having it. I mean, you could be driven demented, you know. Like, what would a fella be doing if he didn't have a willy? He could be dragging his arse along the grass outside in the garden or something. I don't know. All I'm saying is that I think they say the devil finds work for idle hands. I reckon your idle hand is very lucky it has a place to go. Very lucky it has a place to go. If it wasn't going down your trousers, it could be going anywhere. It could be shoplifting or anything. I mean, the amount of people who could be shoplifted, or could be done for shoplifting or violence, but instead they says, do you know what, I'll have a wank. I'd say there's a lot of them. I would say every time you have to make a serious decision in your life, if you just stopped and fucking knocked one out, you'd have a very different and clear perspective on what that decision was supposed to be. You know, if you just said, right, fuck, this is a big moment in my life now. What do I do? Right, I'm going to take 10, I'm going to knock one out, I'm going to let time pass, and then I think I'm going to see things a little bit more clearly. I think, you know, it's like if I sleep on it. Don't. If you went into a bank and they said, sign here
you
for mortgage.
Do your statement, if you never
went
mind.
Into, yeah, but if you went into a bank and he says, listen, are you sure you want to borrow £500,000 for this house, right? And he says, do me
handy.
A favour, go in there and just, and you came out after doing it, you'd probably go, I'm grand, I only need half that. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't need a swimming pool. You have a different perspective.
So anyway, back to the saints. So what I had said was that ultimately it worked.
I'm having a fucking nervous breakdown. I swear to God. I need this shit to be over. I'm having a fucking nervous breakdown. I can't handle my life anymore.
She wants to go to
the
toilet
shit
for 5
that is coming. No, I don't want to do that. I definitely don't want to do that. Oh my God, oh
anyway,
my.
Anyway, I got the letter for saying to Rocco, that's all I
hell.
Wanted to tell you.
When is that happening? When is that happening? Don't buy it. Take 5 takes. Oh. Well, I'm fucking exhausted, Suzanne. I can't take it. I can't listen to myself anymore. I'm fucked off. It's unbelievable. Oh my God.
Anyway.
When is this happening? When are you getting to Say It to Rocco?
I'm going to get it in the next week or
are
two.
Are you getting it from Brady's in Glasnevin?
No. I'm getting it from Say It. They're giving me a lent of it for a week to try it out. I mean, I want
to. Ireland. Say It to Ireland.
Yeah. Lorenzo,
I think you're going to love it.
Of course I am, and then I'm going to have to give it back.
You never know. Try and do the whole, you know.
I'd like to keep it for a couple of months.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that will happen.
You can only ask. You can only ask and be refused.
That's true.
You know.
That's very, very true.
When your man says, listen, I have this for you, but I can only give it for 2 weeks. Just go, take 10 minutes to yourself to come back, and then I'll ask you again. And then he'll say, you can have it for a day.
I've thought about it.
I'd sell this.
You can't actually have it. Yeah. So to summarise on this week, you've had a good birthday.
Yeah, I have. Is that an hour? It's 50
go.
Minutes, right? Yeah, we better. Yeah, I have. It's been a bit of
emotional
roller coaster.
I did think that you were doing maybe the Late Late Show or something, because I saw you saying that you're on. But you're doing press
for the DIY show. So
when is that out?
It's the end of May. I think the 29th of May.
Okay.
Not completely confirmed, but that's the initial.
Like that. Because I put up for your birthday, I put up quite a cool reel, I think, actually, for your birthday. I thought you'd come across fun and the crack and hippity hop hop. And I was like, I think we've been in 6 years. And I was like, I think maybe in 6 years, PJ maybe has mentioned the podcast about 6 times. That I was like, when I put it up, people go, do you do a podcast?
Yeah, no.
Why is this woman always filming you in a stripy room?
Yes, I know what you mean. Look, I'm back. I'm better at it now.
I'm better at it these days.
Yeah.
You're doing well.
Getting on.
In fairness to you.
There's a sort of a fine line I'm always dancing around, but we're grand. We're there now.
In fairness, there's lots of fine lines.
Lots of fine lines.
Everybody wants a fucking pound of flesh, don't they?
Yeah. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
Anyway, Alan is going to tell us what podcast that we're going to talk about this week.
The same one as last week, the Happy Broadcast.
You got 2 weeks. Yep. Who talks about us then?
Everybody will when it's your turn.
When is our turn?
You went a couple of months, a few months.
Ages ago.
Yeah, you'll be back around again.
Years ago.
Be back around again. It's bullshit, PJ. Back around again. Oh, but talk about somebody else's podcast and they're not talking about our podcast.
Oh, what's it called?
The Happy Broadcast.
Happy Broadcast.
Friends, we do like Amy.
We do like Amy. Amy's deadly.
She's very good. Do you have it in your notes or do you want me
I'm just opening it up on this thing. There they are, the Happy Broadcast. So this week, yeah, doing this, aren't we?
Yeah.
So this week we can recommend for you the same ones we did last week because it's an absolutely brilliant podcast. It's the Happy Broadcast.
With Amy.
We love Amy. The hostess is just a wonderful human being. So there you go. Straight away, you're onto a winner.
Yeah.
It's all about like a handful highlighting positive news and ways to keep that sort of smile on your face and sort of realizing that the shitty things in life are only temporary. I guess that's what it is. So give it a listen. I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy it.
Tired of tuning into negative news? Well, get your week off to the right start with the Happy Broadcast. Let's help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. Each episode will feature positive news, some mental health tips, and we'll hear from our Happy Broadcast community about what makes them happy. The podcast is hosted by me, Amy O'Dwyer, in collaboration with Mauro Gatti and his popular social channel, The Happy Broadcast. Episodes are out every Monday, and you can listen and subscribe wherever you get your favourite podcasts. Let's help spread some positivity.
We recommend it in Dublin.
We do recommend it. Give it, stick it in your ears, as we say. And don't forget, you can go on to Google. I wonder if anybody written anything bad about me on Google that'll send me sideways again today.
Oh, Jesus, don't look at Alan.
Look, Alan's panicked because I was so upset the last time that somebody wrote something mean about me.
Well, someone called me a nut or cunt last week.
I mean, that's fair though, no? I'm going to be honest,
It was the comment that stood out more than the rest of them. Like,
that's
It was the funniest one.
That's really, really, really unkind thing to say. No, so you cope better with stuff than I do.
I don't mind it, yeah. It's all right. See, it's different though. I'm held to a different standard. So it's easier for me.
You're not though.
I'm held to a different... Yeah, I know, but I'm held to a different standard than you are, say.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's easier to attack a woman than it is a fella. Well, it's easier to upset a woman. Like, you know, I think, like, you know, I'm held to a different standard.
True.
You know what I mean? People just...
In fairness, I told you that because I did Pat Kenny and I got five really bad messages. When I say I did Pat Kenny, I talked on Pat Kenny's show. I didn't actually do him.
That was amazing. Yeah.
But the five, like, it was like, you're a whinge bag with a platform. I'm like, I wish I had more of a platform, to be honest. I'd be making more money.
Yeah.
And it was like, I didn't understand a word that you said.
I get them all.
But they were all, it was all, they, like...
they probably can't. In my case, it's justified. Yeah.
I like this though. This somebody put up Cork Dragon put up on the 21st of March, which is my friend Neve's birthday. Found this podcast last March, and God, the laughs I've had. Suzanne and PJ crack me up to the point that I get funny looks in work when I burst out laughing. Worth it. PJ sure loves his rants, and Suzanne tries to send some calm counselling vibes to him. Overall, good fun and addictive to listen to. Very good crack. But for those of the faint-hearted disposition, some choice words scatter throughout, and he uses awful language, and so do I. I was trying to put something up the other day, and literally all I said was fuck.
I'm trying to pull back off it.
You just called yourself somebody. Anyway,
that wasn't
keep
me said it.
Keep up the great work, lads. Going to be back to the beginning. PJ, can I get some socks? Oh, Jesus.
They're long gone.
I forgot. We never did.
Oh, yeah, go for
life.
It. Yeah,
right.
Go on.
Okay, hang on. Where's the screenshots? Because you got sent loads of them and I forgot to do them. Not selfies. Screenshots. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think I picked out 8. Okay, so pick between 1 and 8.
6.
Okay.
I should have just gone 1-8. It would have been a much easier way for her to find him. If I had
serious question, serious PJ question, but do we start booking things to be excited or just live on autopilot?
They're asking me?
Yeah.
Like I know anything at all.
That's the answer to that one.
I don't know anything, but I tell you something, book it anyway. Book it anyway with a bit of hope in you.
Okay,
because at least then if it all goes to shit, you can be proved right for being cranky. And until that point, you can sort of at least have something to look forward to in one way or another.
We can't solve your life. PJ, pick between 1 and 8.
8.
Okay. Oh, neighbour. This could be a personal attack on you. Neighbour who leaves their howling dogs outside pretending they can't hear them.
Fuck them, right. Bastards. Let the dog in. If your dog is a member of the family. And your dog is a member of the family.
Yeah, you wouldn't lock your elephant into the outside. So what can they do about it?
Yeah, well, I don't know what you can really do about it.
They're listening to the howling of the dog. Yeah,
I know. And you're left dealing with the problem that nobody else cares about. It's awful. I know.
Would you throw it over a bowl?
Call your council. Call your guards. Call everyone. Get them out. Do neighborhood watch stuff. Start picking up their shites and leaving them in the front garden.
Good idea.
You know, cause trouble.
Or put your own shite
make yourself,
in the garden.
You know, make yourself very public.
Shit in their own
and
garden.
And I know that normally people who would leave their dogs howling in the back garden don't care about anything you have to say. That's the problem. Ignorant people are ignorant people. But like, get on to your council. Get on to your council. Okay. Find out who your local councillor is and get right up their arse. Okay. About the whole thing.
1 and 8?
A 7. We've gone, then we've gone 8, 7, 6. It's okay. Easy that way.
Oh, how did I just do that? I've just lost it. Oh, Jesus. How to save money. I can't seem to get my finances together. Follow Owen McGee.
Follow Owen McGee. Talk.
He can't even print a statement.
Like, how do you save money? I don't even know. What sort of money have you got? What are you spending?
Oh, look at you.
Look at everything.
Oh my God, sorry.
Write it all down. Write down everything you have. Write it all. Get the notes. You know the little notepad in your phone, the little yellow bit. Write down every single year monthly payment you have and then every single yearly payment you have. And write them all down. And then get every single spend you use that's for you personally. You put it on one card. Yeah?
Yeah.
And anything that you have for... Like say a Revolut and say everything you have to spend for a business or something if you're self-employed or if there's something that you can get taxed on, put that in another card and watch it. And every month, at the end of every month, say the third Friday in every month, go back over and look at how much you're spending.
Did you read out, that's it, Owen McGee's book?
No, this is something I've been doing. This is the only thing I've been doing for years. This is how I know I don't have money. This is how I know exactly how much money I don't have. So do it that way and then you will always know. You might be fucked or you might not be fucked, but you'll always know what you have. You'll be in control.
And also
of how much you don't have.
Joking aside, is Owen McGee's book is a really good... Owen McGee's programme last week and he had to tell the two people on how to have fun. They had that much money. They saved that much. They were a misery. I actually sent him a voice note going, I said, you are a misery. These people are a misery. He actually had to tell them...
I'd love to be miserable and loaded.
He had to tell them to take €100 out to spend money on fun. Like, imagine.
Yeah, he's wrong.
Between 1 and 2.
He's wrong. Miserable with loaded.
Last
that's,
two.
That's the way to live. You're going to end up miserable anyway.
We can't heal your life. Yeah. 1 and 2.
One.
If yourself and PJ were reincarnated to animals, what would they be? I know it wouldn't be a fish for PJ.
I'd be a dog and you'd be a cat.
I mean, I hate cats.
But that's a cat. You'd be like...
No, I'd be something tropical, like fucking koala. Oh no, they get crabs all the time, don't they, in STIs?
They do, yeah.
They're riddled. Yeah, no.
Koalas are riddled.
No.
Koalas are like...
A panda, because you just be fat and sit there and eat bamboo and have bad teeth.
Pandas do nothing.
Yeah.
Pandas are one of those animals. They're like squirrels. They get away with murder because they're cute. They get away way too much. And deer. Deer are like that. Deer wreck everything. Like the deer go into park and they eat all the trees and the shrubs. They have to protect everything from them. And then you can't get rid of them because they look cute. They get away with murder because they're cute. So it's the same in the animal kingdom. If you're good looking, you get away with more. You know what I mean?
No problem with becoming a panda then.
Hmm?
I'd just be a cute fat panda.
Yeah, well, not a bad life. Yeah. Not a bad life.
Eating bamboo.
And even the lad who feeds you has to dress up as you. Do you ever see that?
No.
Yeah, you have to dress up as a panda to go into the pandas. The man who feeds the pandas. And you have to encourage them. They have to simulate sex and all with the other pandas to stimulate. Because
a man dressed up as a panda trying to... That's essentially... That's assault on a panda.
No, they just go in.
A man dressed up as a panda goes in and simulates sex on a panda.
He does the moves and everything. Yeah, have you not seen it? Because the pandas hate riding each other.
What shit are you watching?
Pandas hate riding. They hate riding. They're not into
Why?
It. They have to be encouraged. They're
don't
not
they
into
like
it. They're lazy. They're very lazy. They just want to sit around.
Maybe I could be
eating and
I
sleeping.
Could be
so they have to sort of like, they do the whole...
Oh, then thing. I'd when be like, see, yeah.
Yeah, you need a man dressed as a panda to turn them on. They're into, it's like this sort of cosplay, human cosplay thing. I don't know. What that's a... I don't really...
I might change my answer. I don't know if I want to be a fat. I don't like the idea of a man coming in dressed as me, as dressing up as me. I
think I'd be into it now.
Simulate.
Do it, turn around and I'll be there to your man. Give us 15 minutes. This podcast has gone to
it's
spare.
It's gone to shit now, really. How to make new friends as a 40-something during COVID help?
Join something. No shit.
Yeah.
Get on a bike and go to your local cycling club.
I've been more sociable with
join
people
anything.
Online.
Join your local Freemasons even. Join anything. Just join a group where there's other lads.
It's a girl.
Join a...
I wonder, do you have kids?
Get into a sport, get into an instrument, get into language learning. I've had great chance time over Zoom, like, because you're literally forced into talking with people. Yeah. So if you can get into a language or you have anything like that, and hang around, you know, with all these things, and then pick something up that's new that needs practice, and then you will find people to practice with.
I'm trying to see your picture.
Join something.
I think you have kiddies, but would you join? Like, is there other mams, or do you follow any mams on Instagram that you could talk? Like, I'm terrible at making friends. Like, I'm shocked.
But it's harder the older you get.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Yeah.
And then you realize, now obviously there's nowhere to be going, but then you realize you have no one to go out with. You know, like, if you had spare time, like, who could I go for?
I know, but what are you into? What are you into? Like, you can even talk about the thing.
But that's what I'm saying. But maybe if she, like, because I know I've actually spoken to loads of other mams now because I'm a mam, whereas with Ushi and I just never did. And with Hannah, I never did. But with Sadie, like, I've spoken to loads of mams who've had babies in a pandemic or any kind of, you know, so I'm wondering, is there other mams she could talk to her and that way try and make friends that way?
Yeah, of course.
Or other, do your kids go to creche? Are they the same age and is there someone like that she could talk to another mam at the creche and be like, oh, do you want to go for a walk someday in time? And, well, obviously not time and you're not from my park.
It's funny, you know.
That's what I do. I say, do you want to go for a walk?
It's funny because this is something women are really bad at.
Making friends.
No, but like men are terrible at just hanging out with their mates, right?
Mm.
Fucking terrible at it. There has to be something to do, right?
Yeah.
There has to be a football match, a club, a fucking, you know, there has to be something to go to do.
Go on a cycle or go for a pint or go
therefore,
to a game together.
If you make an
together.
Effort of any kind, you sort of end up meeting other lads. Mm. We're just terrible at meeting people because we're just terrible at actually hanging out with each other. Like, we'd rather eat our own arses than just call up to each other's house and sit there looking at things, you know. Whereas women are very, very good at that.
Oh,
just communicating, having a cup of tea and getting something to eat or whatever.
Mm.
But the flip side is that you have no need for the bullshit that we do.
Yeah.
Right? You've no need to go out and join, you know,
groups
in that way. Because a lot of women seem to have friends that they're just their friends. They go, but you know, I know them since I was that size. You know, I know them since
they're like, they're your mates. That's your kind of by default mates. Do you know what I mean? Like, I
have this mate who's from this,
friends.
And mate from that, and mate from this, and mate from
Joey's
this.
Joey's like that. Joey's like, I've got my mates from school, then I've got my mates from Ga, and then he's his mates to the car store, or, you know, and he has all that. Whereas I'm like, I have my mates I grew up with. And like, I've made a couple of like friends through radio, but like as in, so one of my other friends I met when I started in Spin 20 years ago, and she's been my friend. So we dip in and out each other's life. And then a girl called Ashling I met like 10 years ago, and we became friends because we're so different. And I would have never been friends with anybody who's different to me. And I love how different she is to me. Like, we are just, everything of our lives is polar opposite. And she calls me Mrs. Snow and I call her Pollyanna because I'm cranky and Mrs. Snow. And I'm like, Jesus, Ashling. And she's all like, Mom, let's look on the bright side. Do you know, like, so. But I think as women, because we have our set group that we grew up with, like, I have my girls that I've been friends with my whole life, but we all have kids and we're all fucking manic busy. So trying to get a night out, which obviously doesn't happen now, is like the fucking UN. And the last night we went out together, one of our friends fell down the stairs and nearly died. So we haven't been out since. I think try and find other mams if you're dropping off at the school or something like that and go, do you want to get a coffee in the horse box and go for a walk around the park or something?
Or join something
it's
somewhere.
It's hard though, isn't it, to try and be pals?
It is hard, yeah.
And the last question before we finish up, which is, it's a humdinger. It's a humdinger. Is it a house coat or a dressing gown? We have the scrap in my house. It's a dressing gown. We have
house
scrap
coat.
In my house. Oh, it's a fucking
it's a
dressing
house
gown.
Coat.
It's a fucking dressing gown.
It's not. A dressing gown.
Yeah.
It's a house coat.
It's a dressing gown. Alan?
It's a dressing gown.
Thank you.
What does he fucking know?
What are we talking about? We're talking about the thing you throw on over a pair of pajamas.
A dressing gown. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a dressing gown.
It's a house coat.
Nah, that's insane.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I've been voted down wrongly.
So my nana would have, my grandma would have had a house coat, but it was like a coat she put over her clothes so that they didn't get, and that was a house coat. Your dressing gown was what you'd put over your pajamas. But your house coat was...
Grode has voted for dressing gown.
Thank you,
Grode.
Has he? Yeah.
See, Grode knows.
Well, I suppose everything's a house coat to me because I'm too scabby to put on the fucking electricity anyway. So
there's a good podcast.
House coat dressing gown.
No, Grode followed... Grode
and Gorel Farley's podcast. Yeah, fascinating. Brilliant
that.
Podcast.
I like his cook-alongs, but I think he's stopping doing them. I saw him do
the He has
night.
Finished. The last one was done. I was only talking about him.
He's just
talking about
doing
it
them.
To him. Yeah.
Oh. But he makes it like he kind of goes, oh, there's an egg. And then he goes, oh, the shell's gone in. So you kind of feel like you're not thick.
I used to like his podcast. Now I know he's a sort of, now I know he's a dressing gown person. I'm not so sure about it anymore.
I think I'm more enamored of him than I ever were before. Anyway, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast.
And see you later. Thanks. Oh my God, I'm exhausted.
Say something about Headstuff Plus.
Oh yeah, Headstuff Plus. If you want
Alan,
to go to
leave that in, because I swear to God, Alan was like pimping, like to fuck.
For you, I want you yeah, to he wants get us. Money.
So you can go to Headstuff Plus is where you go. You can sign up on the Headstuff site. And not only do you get extras to this podcast, you get access to all the other podcasts and all of that stuff.
There's great content
there. It's great, great content. And it's exclusive to people who pay their €5. €5! It's not a lot. We've been talking about coffee cabins. You'd get 2 croissants and a coffee out of this for that. And then this, and you'll be much more orally nourished by this.
Oh,
so go. So go. Donate your fiver. A lot of this content is made by not just us, a lot of artists who have had a shitty time during the pandemic, and your money will be very, 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 very appreciated. If you don't like us, say one of the other ones is your favourite one.
Grode, for example.
Grode, for example, but we're not sure we like him after today. So go there, do your fiver. Do your fiver. It's €5 a month. You get all kinds of great content and access to all the channels and everything. And yeah, you will enjoy it, I promise. If you don't, I'll give you the fiver back in change. And an unknown location that you have to figure out yourself on Google Maps.
Thank you.
Is that us?
Yep, well done.
Thanks.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.